From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Imagine spending a hot day at the bottom of a deep hole that smells like an oil can. You're surrounded by layers of sticky black goo that clings to you and everything else it touches, and you're loving every minute of it. That describes the way some people in Los Angeles are spending the summer at the city's famous La Brea Tar Pits. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, they're looking for bones of creatures that haven't walked the earth since the last ice age.
At a park along Wilshire Boulevard in the middle of L.A., 11-year-olds Lane Kendall and Darby Henry mull over a lake of bubbling black asphalt.
It smells really bad.
Uh-huh.
Looks really gooey.
Yeah.
I can imagine the animals getting stuck in it.
Here at the La Brea Tar Pits, a replica woolly mammoth raises its trunk as if trapped in the methane ooze, the sort of thing that happened nearly 40,000 years ago when Ice Age animals roamed the area. Page Museum curator John Harris says it was cooler and more humid then, more like today's San Francisco, with asphalt boiling up from a petroleum reservoir.
A bison or a horse or a ground sloth or a camel would inadvertently step on this and it would become stuck, just like a fly on a flypaper. And so this would attract the local carnivores, and in would come the saber-toothed cats and the dire wolves and the lions to feed off the remains, and of course they would get stuck in turn. And then down would come the vultures and the birds of prey, and they too would get stuck. And in come the flies to feed off them, and they get stuck.
What remains of the creatures is a gloppy soup of bones, which is still being excavated by professional and amateur paleontologists all these years later. 13.5 feet below the surface in La Brea Pit 91, Samantha Green and two volunteers lie on their stomachs to reach into the muck. Their jeans and t-shirts are filthy, their bare hands seeped in prehistoric glop and gunk, smelling like rotten eggs.
You get used to it. I mean, some days are stinkier than others. The warmer it is, the more seepage, smellier it gets.
Other people notice, though. It sort of clings to you.
Yeah, it does.
In a notebook, Green jots down precise measurements while Zoe Kaplan and Sarah Cohen pull out specimens with tiny dental instruments.
We have the hip of a saber-toothed cat.
You just found that?
Yeah, it just came loose.
We have a more exciting chunk next to it than that.
I can see bones sticking out of the asphalt.
I actually can see here, it's in this corner right here, the larger bone it's a humerus of a juvenile saber-toothed cat. We have a dire wolf rib that's sticking out of the west wall. And over here, this is actually a larger chunk of a giant ground sloth pelvis.
Kaplan and Cohen are among a team of volunteers working this summer. They earned their way to Pit 91 after spending hundreds of hours in the Page Museum lab scrutinizing prehistoric sediment and polishing bones. Kaplan, who's 17, is contemplating whether to become an archaeologist. She's excited about going back to the lab with her latest discoveries.
Because when you have like a nice shiny piece of bone, just lots of satisfaction from that, knowing that you dug it up. So it's pretty cool. Like a part of history, you know?
Since 1915, scientists have discovered more than 650 species of animals and plants at Pit 91, reputed to be the world's only Ice Age paleontological dig in a major city. Every summer, they find thousands more bones, fossilized seeds, and microscopic organisms. Museum collection manager Chris Shaw says they pull out as many as 50 specimens a day.
That thrill of discovery, of uncovering something that hasn't seen the light of day for 38,000 years or so, is really an exciting thing to do.
This is arguably one of the richest Ice Age fossil sites in the world.
Curator John Harris says Pit 91 is giving scientists a glimpse of what Los Angeles was like 40,000 years ago.
You had the end of the last Ice Age and global warming. And perhaps we can seek to find a direct parallel between what happened then and what's happening now. If global warming goes on the way it does, this is going to be underwater as it was 100,000 years ago.
From the excavated finds, scientists have already recreated a Pleistocene garden at the La Brea Tar Pits with redwoods and sycamores, a prehistoric set more realistic than anything found on a nearby Hollywood lot. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.